Hi everyone. I'm so honored to have been asked to share with you a thought on this week's Parsha, Parshas Vayishlach. In this week's Parsha, Yaakov Avinu is finally ready to leave Laban's home, to travel back to his parents. He had to live at Laban for many years because of his brother Esau's hatred for him. But at this point, Yaakov realizes that on his way back, he's going to have to pass by where his brother Esau is living, and he doesn't know. He doesn't know what Esau's feeling is toward him. Does he still hate him? Does he want to kill him? Is he okay with him? Will he let his family pass? So Yaakov sends messengers to try to feel out the vibe with Esav right now. The messengers come back with devastating news. They say, Esav, not only is he so angry with you, but he is coming with an army of 400 men ready to kill you. And the pasuk says, Vayira Yaakov Me'od. Yaakov was very afraid. And Rashi tells us, Yaakov was really scared that he was going to be killed. We have to ask the question why, because we know that Hashem promised Yaakov that he'll be with him, that he'll protect him in all his travels. The Das Kanim tells us that the reason Yaakov was so afraid was because he saw Esav's mitzvah of kibud av. He saw that powerful force and it scared him. But that's an even bigger question, because we know that when Yaakov was staying by Laban, who was a Rasha, it tells us that he kept Taryag mitzvot. So Yaakov is so afraid of the schus of Esav's one mitzvah of kibud av, no matter how dedicated he was to it, compared to him keeping taryag mitzvos in the home of a rasha. It's actually teaching us an amazing lesson. The lesson that the Das Kanim is saying is that when Yaakov saw Esav, when Yaakov thought of Esav, he only saw one thing. He saw his shining mitzvah of kibud av. He didn't see all the averos. He didn't focus on the negativity. All he saw was his mitzvah of kibud av, and that scared him. And that makes us ask ourselves, when we think about people, when we see other people, what do we focus on? Are we noticing the positivity, or are we focusing on the negative about other people? There's a story of a boy who came to his father on a Matzei Shabbos, and he said to him, listen, Abba, he said, I love you dearly, but I can't anymore. He said, I don't want to be frum. I don't want to keep all these mitzvos. I can't do it anymore. And the father said to him, he tried convincing him. He tried bringing him to Gedolim, getting him to come to the Gedolim. He tried all different types of things, and the boy was not having it. He said, no, I'm done. I don't want this. And the father said, okay, I will love you whatever it is, whatever happens. So he said the next morning he wakes up, and he sees the boy putting on his tefillin, ready to go to Shacharis. And he didn't say anything. He was thinking, I don't know, maybe later in the day is when he'll do this. Maybe he'll leave. I don't know. He leaves him going to Mincha and Maariv. And this repeats itself until finally on Wednesday, the father came to the boy. And he said to me, I don't understand. Can I ask you a question? He said, you came to me with so much conviction on Matzei Shabbos saying that you don't want to pardon this anymore. But I've been noticing that every single day you've been doing everything. You've been doing, you know, the best you can with every single thing you're doing. And the boy said, listen, Abba, he said, until now, everybody always only noticed the negatives. I was only pointing out the things that I don't do. And he said, and all of a sudden now, everyone's noticing the things that I am doing. And he said, if that's the way it is, then I can have a part in this. We have to be so careful to focus on the positive about people and to build them up. Now, some people are much more natural. They can think about the positive so much more easily. How can we train ourselves to be people who focus on positives? My family actually recently embarked on a project together that I would like to share with you. I think it's so worthwhile for anybody who's able to do this because it really trains you to see the positives. We created a spreadsheet for anybody in the family who wanted to participate, adults, kids, and we put the dates on. And every single day, each person puts in one thing that they're grateful for. Grateful to Hashem. It could be grateful to other people, however you want to work it. And when you have this, every day, each person is filling up this whole spreadsheet with so many things that they notice positive in their day, and you start to look out for them. And my sister-in-law told me that one day my niece came in the door straight from school, and she said to my sister-in-law, she said, I have such a good thank you Hashem from today, and she was so excited about it. And my sister-in-law said that is what she started thinking about. This is my second grade niece. And I think that when you focus on finding these good things in your day, it becomes makes you in general a more positive person. And you notice the positive in other people, you notice the positive in your life. And in that way, we can, Hashem will look down on us and give us so much bracha from noticing all the positive about his world and about his children. Have a wonderful Shabbos.